today's scripture can be found in Psalms 119:161. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word.
Father, in times of trouble, I will search your word for comfort and promises. I will listen to that small, still voice that speaks to my heart. I will rejoice in these marvelous gifts. I am your child because of the wondrous gift of salvation. My future is sure because it is in your mighty hands. You sent me the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to teach me to be Christ-like. You've given me life in this world and eternal life when I pass on from this world. No matter what persecution comes my way, I will trust in you. Amen.
Have you ever personally experienced persecution because you were a child of the King? Praise Him for it. Search His Word daily, and in it you will find comfort, guidance, love, and direction. Do as the disciples. Count yourself worthy to be persecuted for the King.
Today's action. Count your blessings today and list the gifts that you have been given by God. Today's treasure is found in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
You know, the disciples counted it worthy to be persecuted. But I always loved the picture of Paul when he's hanging from the wall. The Bible tells us it was around midnight that they started singing hymns, and then something happened. So you can figure from the time they were arrested, beaten, and hung on the wall, there was probably a period of time in which they were concentrating on themselves. But then they realized the will of God must be done, and they started to sing hallelujahs and praises and filled the jail. Filled the jail to the point where the prisoners told them to shut up. But God brought the walls down for him. He'll do the same for you.